Cyclone Aiello survivors take another hit. A ministry addresses a vicious email rumor, and Haiti continues a slow but steady recovery. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Nearly a year after Cyclone Aiello struck southern Bangladesh, survivors have been hit by another storm and more flooding. Thousands are homeless or injured. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says they don't have a clear picture of how bad it is.
We do not know what has happened because the telephone lines and all communications are completely destroyed. They are going to send some people to evaluate how much damage has taken place for the believers and the church and the work.
GFA Compassion Services teams are taking emergency relief supplies to the people in the affected areas.
Wherever a crisis takes place, they are immediately on the move to mobilize people to bring drinking water, food and shelter and medical help.
Once the emergency needs are met, the teams will turn their attention to helping people rebuild their lives.
One of the best things we can do is to respond to crises and people suffering and then communicate the gospel and bring hope through Christ.
Next, you may have gotten an email alert about Buddhist extremists in India burning down churches in a place called Olisabang with a plan to kill 200 missionaries in 24 hours. But the India Gospel League says this message is false. The ministry believes the message was a deliberate attempt by Hindu extremists to create hostility between Buddhists and Christians in India. They're also stirring up anti-Christian sentiment that's erupted into violence and hindered the spread of the gospel. Pray for the truth to be revealed. You're listening to Mission Network News. This Sunday is Compassion Sunday, a time when over 1,000 churches across the U.S. will share about the Ministry of Compassion International and how to sponsor a child. Kathy Redmond of Compassion is anticipating the event.
It's just really a great moment when the church body decides to stand up and do what's biblically mandated, which is to help the poor and needy and to speak out for the orphans and widows and those who are oppressed.
Each sponsor forms a life-changing relationship with their child. In doing so, they represent Christ's love.
These are kids that will hear the gospel, and many for the first time will receive a sponsor letter and hear that they're loved.
It's also a chance for the church to fight poverty. Many of the countries Compassion works in are currently entering rainy seasons. They need your help.
While the world and we are also still focused on Haiti, we still need to realize that we have all of these other countries to take care of while we're still helping to rebuild Haiti.
Consider sponsoring a child today. Meanwhile, 3 months have passed since the Haiti earthquake and still recovery crawls. Ron Sparks of Baptist Haiti Mission says,
the extent of the damage and the people who have been left homeless and many who are still recovering from injuries is of a tremendous magnitude. That need still exists, very much so.
Much of this is due to Haiti's poor infrastructure before the disaster struck.
They also have no jobs. They have no food or medical care beyond what's brought in and offered to them.
Yet Haitians are a spiritual people, and they're beginning to see through Satan's lies.
In the aftermath of some great tragedy like this, they're more open to hearing the gospel and to hearing the truth of God's word.
And people are accepting this message. In the midst of rebuilding, pre-existing problems often spark unrest. Pray for the Haitian safety.
They're so vulnerable to the evil that continues to exist.
And have you wanted to help in Haiti but felt like you didn't have the means? What if your dollar went further than you thought? Food for the Hungry was recently awarded a government grant for $3.8 million for Haiti relief, but the funds can only be unlocked if $110,000 are raised. To raise this, your gift of $1 will now be multiplied by 20. As Food for the Hungry works in Haiti, they're bringing the message of Christ along with them. Go to our website if you can help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Haiti's earthquake devastated the country. One Hope is making available a free DVD, Haiti, A New Dawn Arises. You'll be moved by the hope that's found in Christ through the Book of Hope as the light of the gospel is changing lives. Get your free DVD, Haiti, A New Dawn Arises, by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.